Cyclists, skateboarders, roller skaters, and walkers took to Bailey Avenue Thursday evening to demand the city of Buffalo improve its infrastructure in East Side neighborhoods, especially main thoroughfares like Bailey. The Heels and Wheels on Bailey Avenue march was organized by the Western New York Liberation Collective. They were joined by members of Go Bike Buffalo and Colored Girls Bike 2. Flanked by two other roller skaters, longtime Kensington Bailey resident Katie says accidents on Bailey are a regular occurrence.
I've lived here for 8 years. It hasn't been striped. There are almost no crosswalks. The sidewalks are crumbling, so it's not accessible for people with disabilities, for people with children. And since I've lived here, a lot of people have died, both pedestrians, bikers, a couple drivers, and these deaths are avoidable.
Earlier Thursday, Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown announced a federally funded infrastructure proposal, but Go Bike Buffalo Executive Director Justin Booth says the city could jumpstart the process on its own.
We all want to see the large infrastructure projects coming down the road and the millions of dollars spent, but cities around the world and around the country and even in New York State are doing these quick build projects, going out there, putting paint on the street and using that paint to reallocate the space in the street for people so people can safely walk, people can safely bike, they can access transit better.
Regardless of the mayor's plans, the marchers say they will continue to call on the city to make their streets safer for everyone. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.